The North Wind's Presence, a story from Norway. Once upon a time, there was an old woman who wanted to make a loaf of bread. So she took herself off, spit-spot, to the miller and bought a bowl of flour. Just as she got to her own path, the north wind came and, with a whoosh and a whoosh, blew the flour to all four corners of the world. The old woman was unhappy, of course, but luck is luck, whether it is good or bad. So she went back to the miller's and, spit-spot-spat, bought a second bowl of flour. She covered it carefully with a kerchief and went home. Just as she got to her own path, the north wind came and, with a whoosh and a whoosh, blew the flour to all four corners of the world and blew the kerchief after. The old woman was furious, of course, but luck is luck, whether it is good or bad. So she went back for a third time to the miller's and, spit-spot-spat-spot, bought a last bowl of flour. She covered it with her petticoat and went home. Just as she got to her own path, the north wind came and, with a whoosh and a whoosh, blew the flour to all four corners of the world and blew the old woman's petticoat after. "There is good luck. There is bad luck," the old woman said. "And there is no luck at all." And she walked and walked till she came to the mountaintop where the north wind lived. She climbed and she climbed till she came to the north wind's door. She knocked and she knocked until he opened it himself. "Give me back my three bowls of flour," the old woman demanded. Well, the north wind was impressed with her courage. "But I cannot give the flour back," he said. "It is blown to the four corners of the world." "Fine words can fill no belly," the old woman said. The north wind hung his head. His own dear mother had often said the same. "I will give you my magic tablecloth instead," said the north wind. "Simply say, 'Cloth, spread yourself,' and it will be covered with the finest food and drink. And when you are done eating and drinking, say, 'Cloth, fold yourself,' and it will put itself away." The old woman thanked the north wind for his kindness and took the cloth. She climbed and climbed back down the mountain. But when she got to the bottom, she was so tired, she found a nearby inn to rest for the night. Being hungry, she set the cloth on a table in her room and said, "Cloth, spread yourself!" Immediately, the cloth spread itself over the table, and there appeared so many roast meats and boiled potatoes and watercress salads and mountains of hot breads that the old woman could not eat them all. When she was as full as she could be, she said, "Cloth, fold yourself!" And in a twinkling, everything was gone, and the cloth lay folded on the tabletop. Now, the innkeeper had been watching all this through the keyhole, and as soon as the old woman fell asleep, he slipped in and stole the cloth for himself, hiding it way up in one of his cupboards. The next morning, when she found the cloth missing, the old woman did not know what to do. So back up the mountain she went to tell the north wind what had happened. The north wind was most distressed. The old woman was so like his own dear mother.
"I will give you my magic staff," he said. "Return to the inn and say, 'Staff, do your dance.' Then the staff will dance upon the toes of the thief."
The old woman thanked the north wind and took the staff down the mountain. When she got to the inn, there was the innkeeper entertaining the mayor and his wife, and the table was piled high with food. There were roast meats and boiled potatoes, watercress salads, and mountains of hot breads. The magic cloth covered the table, and everyone had eaten so much they were practically ill. The old woman wasted not a moment. "Staff, do your dance," she said. Clickety-clackety, the staff danced out of her hand and onto the floor and right over to the innkeeper's toes. Wickety-wackety, it hopped onto his toes and banged them something terrible. And no matter where he tried to step, the magic staff followed. "Stop! Stop!" cried the innkeeper.
"Then give me back what is mine," the old woman shouted.
The minute he handed over the cloth, the old woman said,
"Cloth, fold yourself."
The cloth folded itself. Then the staff gave one more hard tap on the innkeeper's toes and danced back up the mountain to the North Wind's home. As for the old lady, she never went without a meal from that day forth. Once a year she took the cloth and climbed the mountain to visit the North Wind. And they feasted together, and so it continued to the last days of her long, long life.